This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith, and you're listening to Conversations in Medicine. We're in the final days of football season right now, and with college and high school teams, they're hoping for a berth in a bowl game. Philippe Veeters is a physical therapist who owns Dutch Physical Therapy in Baton Rouge. He is on the front line of caring for athletes who have an injury. Welcome, Mr. Veeters.
Thank you.
What are the major conditions that would take a player out of practice, at least temporarily? And I'm thinking of things like dehydration, heat stroke, weightlifting, or all of the above, overdoing it.
Dehydration can lead to heat stroke, especially in the summer. And water, electrolytes, intake needs to be taken seriously under control. Decrease caffeine intakes. The coaches complained about athletes taking too many caffeine drinks, like five-hour rushes and these kind of things. So they get this boost, but they're going to crash during the game or during practices. Very difficult. When we look at it, it's kind of like weightlifting needs to be done in preparation with good technique, under good supervision with the trainers. Overdoing it, you talk about young men, testosterone levels, and outdoing each other, but also pushing beyond to please the coach.
And what about, well, I'm going to say burners and stingers, because I'm not quite sure what they are.
When you look at it, it's contact injuries and versus non-contact injuries. When you look at it, you have a football is tackling, and the guy that gets tackled gets the injuries. Well, if you tackle incorrectly, the tackler can get an injury. And if he tackles with his neck in the wrong positions and his shoulder kind of like depressed, lowing, hanging down, then he can get a stinger or a burner. Those are neurological injuries. They are very serious.
You said something about always tackle low to high with eyes up.
The biggest fear for the coaches is if you tackle with your neck down. And if your neck is flexed and you tackle incorrectly, you will break your neck very easily. So the coaches tell you, tackle from low to high, not frontal, but from the sides, and always look up, bring your head up, bring your neck back.
So you're talking about the person being tackled could acquire an impact injury, muscle hematomas, neglecting these things for several weeks, and then it really is something bad.
Well, I've seen it, that somebody gets tackled, and he gets like tackled on the thigh very hard, and then he has a big hematoma. And if he doesn't do anything, a complication could occur, and you can get a calcification in the muscle, which is a very painful and very serious injury. What is actually more important is the concussions. Again, neurological problems can occur. If you get hit in the head and you have a concussion, do you black out? Concussions, I have one piece of advice, is listen to the team doctors.
What have you seen in your physical therapy practice that is the result of young men throwing themselves into a pile?
During football, you can twist your ankles, you can twist your knees, you can get fractures because people fall over your lower extremities. And those are just sometimes not under control because you got a bunch of young men fighting for a ball.
Non-contact injuries. Do these occur most often in practice or out of practice?
It's both. What happens, it can happen during the game. You can get tackled in your knee and therefore it twists and you can get a knee injury. But one of the coaches was telling me in the preparation, it's kind of like if they do running drills and cutting drills, that's when it's very important. If you have the incorrect technique, your bases are, your stands are too wide, and with all the forces and the speed that you can have, you can twist your knees, you can twist your ankles, and those lead to serious problems.
Cutting drills. Explain that one.
Cutting drills is kind of like if you look at the good football players, they can outrun, they can stop, cut over to their side, and then pass them up. That is speed and agility. And to train for that, it's a pretty explosive.
Do they actually have the time to heal between games?
Sometimes they do. It depends on the seriousness of the injury. And coaches will know if it comes later into the season. It's kind of like they don't want to put an injured player out there. And time, Mother Nature takes time. Unfortunately, we can't speed Mother Nature up.
We're aware of the team physician and possible other persons, such as physical therapists, who monitor the players during a game. Do most college teams have this level of professional help during a game and practice? And what about high school players?
High schools are pretty well covered. The bigger high schools have coaches, assistant coaches, they have trainers, they have physical therapists that volunteer. But it's in the rural communities where it's a lot less. And sometimes the coverage is not there. But in generally, football players and coaches are worried about the preparation of the athletes. Do they get enough sleep? Do they have enough diet? They need to stay away from these energy drinks, from the caffeine. And there's a lot of things on the side that can make an athlete prone to injuries that have nothing to do with football.
Thanks, Mr. Veeters. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole, producer for Conversations in Medicine.